Bobby's face was a little red, and he looked tired.
No, I don't. I want my uncle to come.
If he does, he'll take you away, I said.
That's what I want, said Miles. You'll have to tell him such a lot of things.
And what about you? He'll ask you things too.
What things?
I don't know. But he can't send you back to your old school.
I want to go somewhere new, Miles said happily.
I imagined him leaving for a new school and coming back to Bly 3 months later with another letter. The idea was too awful. I took him in my arms. Dear Miles, don't you want to tell me anything? He knew what I meant, but he said quietly,
Leave me alone.
I knew that he wanted me to go, but I didn't want to leave him or to lose him. When I stood up, I put my hand on his shoulder and said, I've just begun a letter to your uncle.
Well then, finish it, Miles answered.
I waited a minute. What happened before you went away to school? He didn't speak for a moment, but went on looking at me. What happened? At last it seemed that perhaps, just perhaps, Miles would tell me what really happened. I fell on my knees beside his bed. Dear Miles, I want to help you. That's all. I knew I was saying too much. Can't you help me to save you? That was it. Immediately there was a strong cold wind, and the room shook. Miles gave a great cry. Was he afraid or excited? I jumped to my feet. The room was still and dark, and the windows were closed.
The candle's gone out, I cried. I blew it out, said Miles in the moonlight.